Craig Teplicek has been farming 3,600 acres just a few miles from the Rio Grande since the 1980s. He's used to illegal immigrants trekking through his land. But he says in the last couple of years, his sunflower fields have turned into a war zone.
They use our place as a getaway when they're getting chased because it's all sandy and caliche roads. They can get far enough ahead of the law that they'll drive through the fence and then everybody bail out.
Teplicek explains the danger has increased because illegal immigration now overlaps with the drug war. He has no idea anymore who's who crossing his land. The turmoil has prompted even Todd Staples, the Texas Agriculture Commissioner, to speak out.
I was forced into this role by landowners that came to me pleading for help in order to protect them and their families and their property.
Staples has written President Obama three times in recent months. His latest dispatch argues that spillover violence is now impacting the otherwise valuable border real estate market. Abundant riverfront properties that a few years ago would have been snapped up by farmers and ranchers now sit empty.
Oh, it's hurting my business a lot, yeah. You know, I have $3 million in property there on the river that I can't sell.
That's Terry Ordull, a realtor in McAllen, less than 10 miles from the border. Whether it's reality or just perception, he says interested buyers abruptly end the conversation as soon as they hear the land is on the banks of the Rio Grande.
The property's fantastic. It's in a delta area, you know, that gets the fertilization from the river and everything. But no one wants to risk buying it and getting in the way of the drug runners. They hijack tractors. They hijack people with cars. These are the worst kind of people you could imagine.
Ordull has five properties he hasn't been able to sell for over a year. And that's even after cutting the asking price in half. But no one knows for sure how much land sits unsold. There's no state database that tracks real estate sales along the border. So for now, the evidence is anecdotal. Sean Smith is a realtor who focuses on South Texas counties further inland.
No, we're not having problems with it up here. You get down to two, three counties below San Antonio, and that's where you start having people tell you, well, that's a little further south than I want to go.
Border farmer Craig Teplicek hopes things will get better. But he has seen neighbors pack up, and he's even hearing it at home.
Yeah, well, that's my wife thinking that we ought to just sell and leave.
But even if he didn't face the current market challenge, given his location, Teplicek says he's not one to be easily intimidated. He pledges to stay put as long as he can.
It's everybody's civic duty to help out. Don't just turn and run right away. Hell, we have young kids, 18, 19 years old, overseas fighting and giving up their life, and we're over here on our homeland, and people are turning tail and running.
The impact of the border drug war continues to stretch into more areas of Texas culture. The longtime tradition of hunting may be the next victim. The Texas Wildlife Association says this year there's a notable decrease in hunting leases given out on private ranches in South Texas. The association says hunters fear encountering armed drug traffickers out in the brush. In San Antonio, I'm Hernan Rosenberg.